Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, August 17th, Pacific Classic Day at Del Mar, a huge day of racing around the country. Don't forget you can get all your betting action in at Saratoga and Del Mar with AmWager.com, a legal online wagering site and kind enough to sponsor this podcast and the blog. You can get the blog, the written version of the podcast, at mwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog. Check out all the tools for the better and some great perks as well, mwager.com. We're going to go all Del Mar today. It's going to be a little late in the East Coast, mid-afternoon of the West Coast, but some great betting action, starting with the seventh race at Del Mar, post 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. That's the Del Mar Handicap. And Oscar Dominguez gets top billing. He was 5-2 at post time in his most recent start in June in the Grade 2 San Juan Capistrano at 1.75 miles on the grass. He ran very well as he was 3 wide at multiple points in the race, and he closed creditably from 8 lengths back early to be beaten a half length of the wire when second. Oscar Dominguez won at 9 furlongs on grass prior to that. That race was his second following nearly 3 months off, and more importantly, second off the Baltus claim, with none of the 3 races since the claim being ones in which he could be claimed. This goes to how Baltus, a good trainer, feels about the gelding, which is important because he has a much bigger chance to win than suggested by his 12-1 morning line odds. Nearly 1 year ago to the day, Oscar Dominguez made a big move from 7th to lead in the stretch at this 11-furlong trip at Del Mar, run down late by Marquis Water, who races here, but clearly second best at 3-1. Marquis Water went on to win the Grade 2 Charlie Whittingham in May for Baltus, who apparently remembered how well Oscar Dominguez ran against Marquis Water when deciding to claim the horse in February. Now with those 2 8 races in a row under his belt and reunited with Talamo, who rode him to a win last October, and with the rail to save ground, Oscar Dominguez is a top contender here. Ritzy AP also opens at high 12-1 odds and has something in common with Oscar Dominguez in that he was ahead behind Marquis Water when third in the Grade 2 Eddie Reed over the course just a month ago. Ritzy AP missed by a half length off a long 9-month layoff before that, and this being his third off the layoff, he could run big. Marquis Water has no knocks. He's 1-for-1 at this 11-furlong trip, and he's a Grade 2 stakes winner on the grass. Pereira has ridden him in 3 straight, 2 wins and a runner-up effort last month in the Reed, and Marquis Water could easily win for the 7th time in his 18th career start. We have some value trying multiple exacta combinations here with 2 of the 3 contenders being double digits, and we'll include United, The Great Day, and It's in the Post on some exacta tickets, as well as pick 3s and doubles if we play. In race 7 at Del Mar on Saturday, August 17th, post 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, bet both Oscar Dominguez and Ritzy AP to win at 3-1 or more. If Marquis Water goes to post anywhere near 3-1, I wouldn't hesitate making a win bet on him as well, and maybe place bets on Oscar Dominguez and Ritzy AP are warranted at 5-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. With a dutching tool, you can enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the odds will be calculated and money allocated accordingly. AmWager has a free dutching tool among many other great features. Don't forget, AmWager.com. In the exacta, we're going to play 3 exacta boxes. If only for a dollar, they're great bets. Exacta box 1, Oscar Dominguez, Ritzy AP, Marquis Water, and The Great Day. Exacta box 2, Oscar Dominguez, Ritzy AP, Marquis Water, and It's in the Post. Exacta box 3, Oscar Dominguez, Ritzy AP, Marquis Water, and United. Doubles, Oscar Dominguez, Ritzy AP, and Marquis Water in race 7, with Into Chocolate, Classic Fit, and Hollywood Hills in race 8. Moving on to race 8, this is the Torrey Pines Stakes on Saturday, August 17th, race 8 at Del Mar Post, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, and with a hot early pace expected, courtesy of Kim K., Colonel Creed, and Sneaking Out, Fighting Mad as well, all who have only shown a tendency to want the lead from the start and are all drawn outside, so we'll have to go fast to clear each other as well as the inside horses. Into Chocolate can get it done, even if she is bet down below Ridiculous 12-1, she's very playable. She has improved in each of her last 2 starts, both at this mile trip following her sprint debut, going from a 77 to an 86 to a 99 equibase speed figure. And even though second last out, that figure is second only to Fighting Mad as the best in the field, with Fighting Mad's figure earned in a sprint. So Into Chocolate has the best Echo-based speed figure in a route. Smith stays on, great sign. Blinkers go on because in the stretch last out, Into Chocolate didn't pass after rallying 2 seconds on the turn. Those changes and the rail will allow her to sit tight in fourth early as the speedballs duel and help her get home on top. Classic Fit has done a little wrong in 5 races, winning 3 times in a row before a runner-up effort in the Mother Goose at Belmont. However, the Mother Goose was a one-turn race, but Classic Fit did win around 2 turns twice before that. The problem is the Mother Goose was a low-rated race in which Classic Fit only earned a 79 figure, which gets her nothing here for Petey. However, she had been off for 6 months before that, so I expect her to improve. Hollywood Hills won the 7-furlong Fleet Treat Stakes for Cowbreds over the track last month, a career-best effort. She can get the extra furlong and loves to win, leading the field with 6-for-12, a 6-for-12 career record. LeBru is in to ride the bigger stakes on the card, but takes the call, and he fits her closing style perfectly. So opening at 12-1, we must consider her a contender. In the 8th race at Del Mar, Saturday, August 17th, the Torrey Pines Stakes Post, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Into Chocolate, a key bet, win bet at 3-1 or more. Place bet added at 5-1 or better. For a slightly smaller amount, Hollywood Hills to win at 5-1, adding a place bet at 7-1. Exactus, 2 Exactus here, Box, Into Chocolate, Classic Fit, and Hollywood Hills. And then if you want to take a shot, because some of the pace setters can maybe hold on for second, Into Chocolate, Classic Fit, and Hollywood Hills over the field. Moving on to race 9 at Del Mar, Saturday, August 17th, post 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. And this is the Del Mar Oaks. And don't forget, you can get the written version of this blog, the Key Racing Bets blog, at amwager.com. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping, and LSTAR's blog. Hidden Message gets the slightest preference in a race in which nearly every one of the 14 can win. Leading jockey Pratt picks the filly, making U.S. debut, and for good reason, as she may have a class edge. Hidden Message finished 4th, beating the neck for 3rd in the Group 3 pre-the Sandringham Stakes in June. Then she won a listed stakes last month, also in Europe. She comes here ready to run. Gets Lasix, has a mean kick, and appears ready to go and run as well as she did in Europe, which means she's likely better than any of these because European fillies are much further along this time of year. Cambier Park is the best of the rest as she's 1 of 2 shipping in from New York for Chad Brown, the other being Dog Tag. Cambier Park has won all 3 turf races she's been in when the top 3-year-old filly in the country, Concrete Rose, has not been in the race. She got the last 1/8 of a mile, Cambier Park did, in the Wonder Again Stakes in June, on June 6th, in 11 seconds, which is flying. So expect a big finish from this gal. Both Hard Legacy and Maxim Rate have starting odds completely out of line with their probability to win, in my opinion, with Mucho Unusual about the right odds, about 5-1 for chances of success. Hard Legacy won a graded stakes at this 9-furlong trip, the Regret, at Churchill when last seen 2 months ago, and LeBru comes in to ride her, giving up all of his mounts on the day in New York. Hard Legacy won the first 2 starts of her career as well, both turf routes. So getting back into winning form in the Regret after a couple of defeats following those 2 wins is another signal for a big race because she can put wins back to back. Maxim Rate won the Senorita in May after coming up a nose shy at this 9-furlong trip in the Providencia. She's got the chops to do it as well. She didn't run as well on the Honeymoon, won by Lady Prancelot, who's in here, but she rallied nicely at a mile on the San Clemente last month and could be putting in a nice late run at double-digit odds. Mucho Unusual rallied from last of 10 under Smith to win the San Clemente, her 3rd straight victory, and figures to be a factor. In the 9th race at Del Mar on Saturday, August 17th, the Del Mar Oaks post 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. This is where paying attention to the odds and using a dutching tool can come in especially handy. Hidden Message gets first preference for a win bet at 5-2 or higher, with Cambier Park playable to win at the same 5-2 level, but that's unlikely because Chad Brown's a trainer and they get bet. For a little smaller amount, Hard Legacy consider, Maxim Rate consider, and Mucho Unusual consider at 9-2 or higher, adding a place bet at 7-1 or more. Just for a dollar box, we'll take a shot because we got some nice prices here. Dollar box, Exacta, Hidden Message, Cambier Park, Hard Legacy, Maxim Rate, Mucho Unusual. Doubles, in race 8, on one ticket, play all with Campaign in race 10. Second ticket, doubles, Hidden Message, Cambier Park, and Hard Legacy, Maxim Rate, and Mucho Gusto, all in this race 9, with Quip and Seeking the Soul in race 10. Moving on to race 10, the big one, the Pacific Classic, $1 million purse, race 10 at Del Mar, Saturday, August 17th. 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Campaign is my top pick. He's a lightly raced 4-year-old who knows how to win, 5 for 10, having shifted to the barn of top trainer John Sadler prior to his first start in 2019. He won that race with a stirring rally from ninth. Campaign then stepped up to compete in the Santa Anita Handicap, where he wasn't really disgraced, finishing fourth. 8 days later, on April 14th, Campaign won the Tokyo City before shipping to New York to miss by a total of 3/4 in a forced blanket finish in the Brooklyn Handicap. Returning to his home base in Southern Cal, Campaign won the Cougar the Second Handicap over the track last month at his most recent start. Those last four earned Equibase figures, very consistent, 110, 112, 109, 111, which are as good as Seeking the Soul's 109 earned winning the Stephen Foster in June, and that will likely make Seeking the Soul one of the reasons he's favored today. But Campaign is just as fast in terms of speed figures. Cutting back from 12 furlongs to 10 is very good and a factor in Campaign running as well as better at in the Classic as he did in the Cougar. Another is the fact that Sadler is one of the best trainers on the circuit, if not North American, graded stakes dirt routes. Believe it or not, in the last 5 years, Sadler has won 28 of 117 of these types of races with 49% in the money, and he's won the last 5 dirt route graded stakes he saddled horses in at Del Mar over the last year and this year. Quip is another lightly raced horse with tremendous upside potential as we move towards the Breeders' Cup Classic, with this race being a winner in for the Classic in November. Not only has he won 4 of 9 starts, we can make cases for 2 of the 5 he did not win as being irrelevant, as one was on a sloppy track he didn't care for, the other came in a race in which he had significant traffic issues. Consistently improving this year from 100 figure when third in the Hal's Hope in February to a 105 in the Oakland Handicap in April, Quip took another big step forward in the Stephen Foster. Facing the much more accomplished Seeking the Gold, Quip battled head and head for the lead with Tom's d'Etat for most of the early portions of the race, then was Seeking Gold for the length of the stretch before yielding by a neck. That effort earned a 108 figure, just 1 point off Seeking the Gold's winning figure. And with another improvement in form, Quip could turn the tables on Seeking the Gold at the least and very possibly run well enough to win. Seeking the Soul makes his third start since traveling halfway across the world to compete in the Dubai World Cup in March, so he could run even better than winning the Foster in June with a 109 figure. He earned the same figure in January when well beaten but clearly second in the Pegasus World Cup. And his best effort came in the fall of 2017 when winning the Clark Handicap with a 117 figure. The one question regarding Seeking the Soul winning the Classic, however, is the same one facing none of the other 10 here, as only Tenfold has won at 10 furlongs. Honorable mention and consideration for use on Exacta tickets must go to Tenfold, Mongolian Groom, and Draft Pick. Tenfold won the 2018 Jim Dandy at 9 furlongs with a 108 figure. Then followed a 3-way losing streak before he won the Pimlico Special at this distance of the Classic in May with a 102 figure. He was 9th in the Foster, didn't show a bit of interest, but he's rebounded before, and if he does again, he can run well. Then we have Mongolian Groom and Draft Pick, who ran well over the track last month in the San Diego, with Winter Catalita Cruiser passing the Classic. Earning 114 and 112 figures respectively, these two horses, I can see either of these two horses being in the money in the Classic to compete the Exacta trifecta. In the Pacific Classic, race 10 at Del Mar on Saturday, August 17th, post 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Campaign is a key bet to win at 2-1 or more. For a slightly smaller amount, Quip can be bet to win at 5-2 or more. And again, use a Dutching tool, free at AmWager, to help you allocate your bets. In the Exacta, Campaign, Quip, and Seeking the Soul over Campaign, Quip, Seeking the Soul, Tenfold, Mongolian Groom, and Draft Pick. And then for about half to two-thirds that amount, for example, $1 if you bet the first one for $2, play the reverse of that Exacta, which is Campaign, Quip, Seeking the Soul, Tenfold, Mongolian Groom, and Draft Pick over Campaign, Quip, and Seeking the Soul. Don't forget, check out the written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast, which is the blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping at Ellis Dar's blog after you go to amwager.com. And while you're there, check out AmWager and all the things they have to offer the better. Good luck this weekend. Talk to you next week.